Okay, we were talking about the oats.
Separating the oats, that's winter, as far as I know.
All right. There's another word beginning with a T-H-R.
Threshing.
Is that right for oats?
Threshing the grain, I'd say it's used around here, yeah.
Okay. If you and another man have to do a job, you might say to him, blank and blank have to do it.
Both of them.
Okay. But if you're talking to him, you say, blank and blank.
He and I have to do it.
You're talking to him.
Oh.
That's the idea, using
the pronoun. I start saying me and him, but that's not good grammar.
You say that?
He and I.
But if you're talking to the man.
I say he and I have to do it.
You're talking to the man.
Oh, well, I see.
We?
You and myself will have to do it.
Or you and?
You and me.
Is that the way you'd say it?
No, I'd say the other way.
Which way?
You.
You and myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, I noticed you earlier in the interview saying, I think you said my wife and myself or something like that, so I do think that is your natural form. If you knocked on the door and somebody said, who's there, and you knew they'd recognize your voice, you might say, it's...
It's me.
Or if it was a man, you'd say, oh, it's only...
It's only me.
If you're talking about some man. Oh, it's only...
You'd call a man's name.
If you didn't call his name, if you used a pronoun, if it's only...
It's only him.
Or if it was a woman, it's...
It's she.
Or if it's two people, it's...
Them.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you say, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Or he's not as tall as...
As I am.
I just did those backwards, but that doesn't matter. Comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better...
Than I.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's been running and for 2 miles and then he has to stop, you say, 2 miles is blank he can go.
It's about the limit he can go.
All right. Would you use a form of far in there? 2 miles is the...
As far as he can go, I could. I'd use either one of them.
All right. If something belonged to the two of us, you'd say it's...
It's ours.
And if it belonged to him, it's...
His.
And to her, it's...
Hers.
And to them, it's...
Those. Or them.
If it belongs to them, it's...
Oh. Theirs.
And if it belongs to me, it's...
Mine.
No, to me. You know, if you're talking to me, you say that's...
It's yours.
Yes, okay. Let's see. If people have been to visit you, a group of people, and they're about to leave, you might say to them, well, I hope blank come back again.
Hope you all.
Do you say you all?
I think I would. I'd say y'all,
mm-hmm.
If I want to be very friendly.
Would you ever say that to one person?
It is being done, but I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you were talking about something that belonged to them, or to belong to several people. Like there was a car out in the street, you say, oh, somebody's about to hit...
That car?
It's their car, though. Somebody's about to hit... You're telling them.
Oh, your car.
Would you ever say you all's or y'all's car?
Don't think so.
All right. Suppose you're talking about... there was a party and you hadn't been able to go and you want to know who had gone. So you ask Mrs. Jordan, well, blank was at the party.
You mean a group of people?
You're asking.
What was they?
Blank was at the party.
Was they at the party?
Well, you want to know the identity of...
Oh.
You don't know who was there, so you ask her.
Who was at the party?
Would you ever say who all?
I that's possible.
Mm-hmm. No.
She doesn't think he would.
I know he would.
Who all was at the party? I've heard that 100 times.
Well, I haven't heard you say it.
Suppose there were some children belonging to several families. Would you ever say, who all's children?
Whose children?
All right. Suppose you had missed church and you wanted to know what the preacher had said. You might ask, well, blank did he say?